Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Your Queerness. In this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the direction of this podcast. I do want to acknowledge firsthand that I admittedly have diminished the frequency of episodes over the past, and that's not intentionally, really. It's just the way things ended up going. I started working on a lot of other projects and got busy with family affairs, also recently started dating another person who happens to be autistic, and it's been a very nice experience, and I'll probably do an episode about that, regarding the difference in between dating someone that wasn't autistic, the only other relationship I had, which was a few years ago, compared to dating someone who is autistic. And of course, there's still going to be differences no matter neurotype, but there are a lot of similarities I've noticed with my current partner Camille in terms of how we process certain information, how we deal with sensory input, how our communication styles are compared to most non-autistic people around us. Anyways, that's a whole nother topic to get into, but family affairs, a new relationship, and, other projects, including a new film, about neurodiversity and mental health from the inside perspective. All of those things have been, taking away a lot of my time. Unfortunately, that has resulted in me having a lot less time to record new episodes for the podcast. And consequently, I have the frequency of my episodes has diminished. I'm just gonna acknowledge that because this, I don't know, I mean, I'm very hard on myself. Like, I don't have to be that frustrated at myself, but I just like to be able to stick, as part of my autistic traits, I like to be able to stick to a certain schedule and routine, and when that goes off, it just makes me anxious. But I'm acknowledging that it's okay to not keep the same schedule, but I remember I had been very good about doing, for a long time, I had consistently pretty much once a week, I had a new episode, like going back to the last, like from early this year, or maybe even late last year, and actually in the very beginning, the very early days of the podcast, I was doing, at one point, almost an episode a day, or one episode every 2 days, and then it was pretty much one a week for a long time, and now, just because of how life has gone, and other projects and such, I haven't been able to do as many episodes, but I just wanted to clarify that I do still plan to continue the podcast, and I appreciate everyone that continues to tune in to the few episodes that I have been posting over the past few months. The frequency might be a little diminished. It might be more like one episode every 2 weeks, but that might also vary. I don't want to put an exact number on it, because then if I'm not able to meet that threshold, then I'll become anxious, and I'm trying to unpack that more and more and just take the decisions that I know are best for my body. But I still do plan to have guests on the podcast. I still plan to have more guests and more topics. I still want to highlight the experiences of neurodivergent individuals, be it autistic, ADHD, dyslexic, and also folks with mental illnesses, because a lot of people forget that neurodivergence in its original meaning was meant to include folks with mental illnesses as well, even those illnesses that in some cases do require some sort of treatment or cure. Because, of course, with autism, there is a, it is not really something that needs to be cured. There may be things associated with someone's autistic experience that may require treatment or curing, but it's not the autism itself. And there are some mental health conditions that the condition itself, such as depression, might require like a treatment or a cure. So it's important to, because I think this all get like it a lot of people misunderstand when I talk, really when anyone talks about autism not being something that needs to be cured, people kind of interpret the people forget that autism and neurodivergent or neurodivergence are not synonym. Like, their autism is a form of neurodivergence, but autism and neurodivergence do not equal each other because there are a lot of other neurodivergences like ADHD, like OCD, like all these other, like depression, like bipolar, BPD. There are a lot of mental health conditions that are also considered neurodivergent. And there are some forms of neurodivergence that for some people might require cure. And that but that is not to generalize that, that does not apply to all neurodivergences. In the case of autism, which I speak of a lot in this podcast, I firmly believe in the social model of disability when it comes to autism. Whereas where I do not see the autism itself, the autistic brain, as something that needs to be cured. There may be individuals who are autistic and have co-occurring disabilities or co-occurring illnesses or conditions that maybe do need to be cured. But that is not to generalize and say that that is not to generalize and say that those conditions are the same thing as what autism looks like for different people because different people have so now I'm starting to get into something completely different. So I'm going to try to not go too much into it, but basically, different people have different experiences with their autism, and they have different people can have different co-occurring conditions. So it's important to remember that. But anyways, this is all just to go back to saying that I want to host more people with different experiences of autism, more people with different experiences of other neurotypes, not just ADHD, dyslexia. I want to expand into mental health as well. I want to expand even to the types of neurodivergence that may require more treatment or cure that are different from neurotypes such as autism. So, yeah, I want to continue producing content, and I've been also considering having a co-host. There are a few people in mind that I am planning to reach out to. I'm gonna see. I still have to narrow it down because there are a few candidates in my head. And yeah, I have to narrow that down, but I'm planning to reach out to those candidates. Well, I have to really narrow it down. I don't know. See, I'm considering, I don't know yet if I want to do one permanent co-host or if I want to kind of fluctuate, but I don't know. See, there's a lot to think about, but the basically what it is, what I'm trying to say is I've been considering bringing on a co-host because I think that adds a lot. When you have someone to talk to, it just adds a lot of value to the episode. And not that I have any problem with doing individual episodes, and I would probably still continue to do some individual episodes, even if I do eventually have a get a hoco have a co-host. There would probably still be some episodes that would be maybe just me or maybe just them. That is still to be determined. That is just what I'm looking, what I'm just thinking of. But the bottom line is that there will. This podcast will continue. It might be a little less frequent, but it will continue. I will continue to highlight the voices and the lived experiences of neurodivergent individuals, which is something that is rarely highlighted in mainstream media and even mainstream psychology. I've mentioned before, I've heard from three different people, including my sister, my therapist, and a friend who all went through psychology school. My therapist went through grad school in psychology, and so did my friend Ashra. And nothing was taught from the lived experience perspective of autistics and ADHDers. It was all about the outside perspective of these neurotypes, or in the pathology model, they're called conditions. And that's a whole different conversation, but yeah, there's very little education, and it's not even the fault of the psychologists that are out there nowadays that don't know much about neurodiversity. It's the fault of the education system that does not actually teach them about neurodiversity from the inside perspective. But anyways, see, there's another topic, that's another episode. I just wanted to provide this update on the podcast and thank everyone who has still been tuning in, and stay tuned for more. Thank you.